Duke and Dow with you in studio this morning for Sports Friday. And joining us now today is JY with the Big Mountain Podcast. He knows everything happening with the Mountain West, Pac-12 or whatever they are. JY, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I appreciate you having me on here to talk about the Mountain West. Always enjoy talking about the best conference in the country. So how are things out there in Wyoming?
Things are going great. JY, we appreciate you taking a little bit of time for us here this morning. And this is potentially a really interesting weekend for this whole confluence of discussion, because the teams comprising what will be the new Pac-12 and the teams will be the Mountain West, they've been in mediation for several weeks now. Kind of get us caught up on what you know about that.
Yeah, they started mediation about a month ago, and they've been really, really quiet. They have not really leaked anything, and that's obviously the right way to do it. That doesn't help anyone when information gets leaked. Obviously, the settlement, we had Gloria Navarez, the commissioner of the Mountain West, on several months ago, and she has made comments here recently that she had been looking for what she calls a global resolution to all of this. So that's bringing in all of the parties. You know, there's two different lawsuits. There's the lawsuit with the Pac-12 with the poaching fee due to that scheduling agreement, and then them clearly poaching some of the Mountain West members. Then there's also three of the departing members have sued the Mountain West for their exit fee. That is Boise State, Colorado State, and Utah State. The two California schools are not a part of that litigation. That is because, you know, obviously San Jose State is a part of that state system there in Cali, and that kind of precludes them from suing one of their own. But I'm sure they would if they could, especially San Diego State. They absolutely probably would have done that. But where I think we sit here today on that, I am being, again, I hate to say I'm being told, because things have been really, really quiet on that front, but I think there's a lot more involved than just figuring out a number, just figuring out, okay, what are the exit fees that the parties are willing to either accept or pay, and the poaching fee that, you know, the party's willing to accept or pay. I think there's a lot more involved. I think there's scheduling into the future. I don't want to call it a scheduling agreement necessarily, but I think they want to ensure that they're maybe playing nice together, for lack of a better term. And also, I think there could be something, you know, kind of looking into 2030, when we know that's when the next round of realignment at a very high level, at the power level, could happen. And I believe there's probably something being discussed about maybe some protections. Now, of course, they can agree to it now and sue each other 5 years from now. That seems to be what always happens. But I do believe there's a lot more involved than just trying to figure out a number, because if we're just trying to figure out a number at this point, a month in, you're either going to figure it out or you're not. Like, if it's figured out, we're settled, we're moving on. If we're not, we're going to a lawsuit. So clearly there's a lot more at play right now. I think that's the one thing I'm confident about, is that it's been taking so long because they're talking about more than just a number. So that's my opinion on where they're at.
Well, and I'm sure, JY, that a lot of this is trying to figure out what kind of TV deal is going to play into the pack as well, right? Because you have those teams that left, and now you have these teams coming in that maybe the networks are saying, I don't know if we want to pay that same kind of cash anymore. And so maybe go through how big of a deal that is and what kind of that plays into.
Yeah, and I think that may be the reason why we haven't heard a media deal from the PAC yet, because of the mediation. And just, you know, they don't want to put a number out while they're in mediation, because other than that, everything that I have heard and know is it's a done deal. Like, they know who their partners are going to be. They know who what the money is going to look like for them in the markets. You know, I've been talking about Texas State for 6 months now. That's going to be the eighth member. I'm not sure what's holding up that announcement. Mediation really shouldn't matter. We all know they need an eighth member. So what's the big deal? Like, just announce Texas State already. But yeah, with the media stuff, it's interesting for the Mountain West, because, you know, the PAC, I put a range of 8 to 10 long ago. I'm still holding to that. There's been new news that's kind of more like 7-8 type of range. So I really think that 8 to 10 range is still holds today and going to be realistic for them for the Mountain West, you know, when people, especially the departing schools, they like to say, oh, you're losing all your big brands, you know, of the Boise and the San Diego State or whatever. You're losing all of this market. But they've also backfilled really well. And people want to look at the win-loss record of last year's teams, you know, the UTEP, who has struggled. NIU's done fine, but they're in really good markets. And I know the market isn't everything, but you got to have a market to get the eyeballs. Like, you can't do it the other way around. You can't all of a sudden have a really good team, but if there's no market there to watch, nobody's going to watch them. So I think the Mountain West has done really well with their backfill targets, and I'm really excited with what they've done. I think they fit really well with the Mountain West. But a lot of people like to kind of throw shade, again, I guess, especially the departing schools. Oh, you're losing your big brands. There's no way you're going to stay at $3.5 million. That's impossible. Well, first of all, inflation's a thing, and you know that our existing deal was done many years ago. So we absolutely are going to get an inflation bump. Inventory on the West Coast is a thing. I mean, there's only two conferences now that offer that. Yes, you have your couple Big Ten schools and all that kind of stuff. Totally different level anyway. But the inventory is a real deal that these networks want. Like the ESPNs, the Foxes, the CBS, they want this late inventory. And Hawaii is a huge deal for the Mountain West. Huge deal. It's a wholly, totally different time zone. It creates that last betting opportunity for those chase bets. So I am in a 4-6 range for the Mountain West. Some people think that's a little nuts, but I think with everything that's gone on, I will be shocked if it's not above $4 million. That is where I'm at for the Mountain West.
So JY, I kind of try and land on what are the big, you know, down to the mattress buttons. What are some of the big questions here? And you just kind of touched on it. Is it worth the move? I mean, that's what everybody's kind of thinking at this moment. And based on those numbers, which I'm kind of in agreement with, well, not even kind of, I'm in agreement with you that we're in the same range there. It doesn't seem like it is, especially when you start throwing around the idea that these five departing schools may owe anywhere between $15 and $18 million each. I mean, it just, it's like, so you're going to spend the next 5 years paying this off? What's the point? That's to me, is it worth the move? And what are some of your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, it is going to be spun, especially by the pack, that still, regardless of where that number, like, let's just, for example, say it's a 5 mil and an 8 mil. So there's a $3 million difference, right? It will be spun that's super important in this day and age, in this environment. That's another $3 million for revenue sharing and moving us closer to the power conferences and keeping on track with the power conferences and all that kind of stuff. Like, I know what's going to be said about that. In reality, I kind of agree with you that, like, why? What was the point of all of this? Because I truly believe, and I've said this for a while, as we sit here today, stand here today, the Mountain West is the premier Western conference, period. The PAC doesn't exist. I mean, they exist, but they don't have a football conference right now. So the Mountain West, for last football season and this football season, we're the premier football brand in the West. And I think we had a few members that clearly are striving for more. We know San Diego State's been, you know, belly aching for years now trying to move up to a power conference, and it hasn't worked for them for whatever reason. Boise is obviously wanting that as well. Their location is an issue for that move, just like the Bees and the Cougs. I mean, they got relegated, in my opinion, mainly because of their location. It's in the Pacific Northwest. And so I think you're seeing that more. And even in the Big 12 and the ACC, they're struggling to keep up with the power too. You know, I was told just a couple of weeks ago, the Big 12 probably only has about 50% of their members that are going to be able to fully fund that $20.5 million for revenue sharing. And that just blew my mind. I'm like, oh, every power conference is going to, or every power school is going to be able to fund that. And like, it's like half of the Big 12 probably isn't. So the gap, it's chasing that gap. To answer your question, I get a little long-winded, guys. I apologize. But it's chasing that gap between the power conferences and wherever you're at, and they get caught up in chasing that, and they just can't – it's going to continue to grow. It's just a way of the market. Nobody's going to keep pace with the Power 2 or even the Power 4. And, you know, they're going to spin it like, hey, we're keeping pace. We're doing what we can. But in reality is they're not keeping pace. I mean, it's the growth of those conferences is beyond what the Pac or the Mountain West can do.
JY with the Big Mountain Podcast joining us this morning on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. How do you feel the future of the Mountain West goes as far as replacement and expansion? You mentioned Texas State at any moment should be announced as the eighth member of the Pac. Is the Mountain West done? Do you think more teams are coming to the Mountain West?
That's a great question. I firmly believe they're not done. I think, and Gloria Navarez, you know, since NIU was added, she used the same word she used kind of last fall when they took a little bit of a pause, and she said, we're going to take a pause. And they did do that a little bit last fall after they took that initial hit of having some schools join. She said the same thing after NIU, and I firmly believe they're on a pause right now for several reasons. And I think we have to get through some huge hurdles before they continue on. And I have no idea when that's going to happen. I think the first one was the House settlement, which we now know was approved. That's a huge deal for everybody. And I think they wanted that. I think they're going to want to hear about where the new governance is for NCAA D1. Now, there's a huge meeting on Monday for that. Ross Dellinger just came out and said they're not going to vote or approve anything on Monday. A lot of people thought maybe they would. So I think that new governance model is huge for them to move forward. And then, of course, the mediation. They're not going to do anything until this mediation with the Pac-12 is done. So I think, to me, those are the three big hitters to have to be completed before the Mountain West moves forward. And they're not in any rush. Like, they've done what they need to do. They've added, they're, you know, continue to be a conference. They're not in the Pac-12 situation where they need an eighth member. So, in my opinion, they aren't done. But again, this pause is going to be longer than the first pause. And I don't even think anyone can tell you when that pause will end because it's contingent on some of these other items being completed. I will say for this year, I think everyone needs to be on the lookout for GCU. I believe when the mediation is complete and the settlement is finalized, again, I have no idea when that will be, but GCU needs a home, Grand Canyon, and they don't have a home for 25-26. I really would expect them to be playing at least some of their sports be playing within the Mountain West a year before they originally were supposed to do that. So that is the one thing I would look out for here. We already know they're coming. They just may be coming a little bit sooner.
That's Jay Wire with the Big Mountain Podcast. Jay Wire, appreciate your time. Great stuff. Really good insight. Before we close out, want to give you a chance to plug your podcast. Tell us about the Big Mountain Podcast, what it's all about, and how people can find it.
Yeah, definitely. We are we're only on YouTube right now. So the Big Mountain Podcast, you type that in, it'll come right up. We started it about almost 2 years ago. Got a ton of Mountain West followers. I focus on the Mountain West schools. We pick football games during the season. We're football focused, but we have a lot of fun live shows Wednesday nights. So check us out. I'm on X as well, just TBM_JY. You can find me on there. I bloviate on that platform every so often. So I appreciate it.
Perfect. JY with the Big Mountain Podcast. It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on the SBI Radio Network.